From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his message entitled, Temperance, the Victory of the Spirit over the Flesh, part of his series called Life in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul set forth the 9 elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Dr. Cairns defined temperance as the control of the Holy Spirit in all areas of life, abstaining from all things hurtful, and yielding to the Spirit the control of all permissible activities and desires. Temperance, as we remarked, does not imply sinless perfection. The Christian's battle with the flesh lasts all through life, and final victory is won only when the believer enters glory. It's also important to realize that temperance is a Holy Spirit-produced virtue. It's not something a Christian can work up by himself. Dr. Cairns touched on the key to this virtue as he emphasized the necessity of a true grasp of the gospel and all of its implications for the believer. As believers submit to the leading and instruction of the Holy Spirit, they will inevitably produce the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Dr. Cairns will conclude the message in just a few minutes. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, God is Our Ally. The text is found in Exodus 23 and verse 22. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. The Lord Christ in the midst of his people is to be acknowledged and obeyed. He is the vice-regent of God and speaks in the Father's name, and it is ours implicitly and immediately to do as he commands. We shall lose the promise if we disregard the precept. To full obedience, how large the blessing! The Lord enters into a league with his people, offensive and defensive. He will bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. God will go heart and soul with his people and enter in deepest sympathy into their position. What a protection this affords us! We need not concern ourselves about our adversaries when we are assured that they have become the adversaries of God. If Jehovah has taken up our quarrel, we may leave the foeman in his hands. So far as our own interest is concerned, we have no enemies. But for the cause of truth and righteousness, we take up arms and go forth to conflict. In this sacred war, we are allied with the eternal God. And if we carefully obey the law of our Lord Jesus, he is engaged to put forth all his power on our behalf. Wherefore, we fear no man. As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. You may obtain a copy by emailing us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615.
Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. What a picture that is. We're not to be drunk. We have all seen a drunk. The drunk is governed by his booze. When a law officer pulls over a drunken driver, he charges him with driving under the influence. We're not to be under that influence. By contrast, but yet there's this suggestion of a parallel thought. We're to be filled with the Spirit. We're to be under the influence of the Spirit. We're to be governed by the Holy Ghost. But what does that mean? It means to be governed by His Word. Here's a solemn thought. It struck me as I was pondering this verse of Scripture, this text. It is only as a Christian walks in rebellion against the Holy Ghost that he can fail to produce the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to get what I'm saying. You see, as a young Christian, going around various meetings, and when I was a young fellow around Belfast, there were hundreds and hundreds of them, and you could go to hear preaching every night in the week. And very often we did. But as a young Christian, I sort of imbibed the notion that here's God's standard. It's way, way up here. Here's the fruit of the Spirit. And I have to strive to attain it. But it's all so very, very, very difficult. Nearly taking him as Superman, the elite among God's people. You do your very best, but you still can't make it. Now, you've all been, or almost all, have been down the same road. You heard different preachers, but spouting out the same sort of garbage. And it is garbage. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's what Galatians 5 teaches us. Verse 16. Verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit. Only if we walk in deliberate rebellion against God the Holy Ghost is it possible for us to feel to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because we're alive in Christ. We're united to Christ. The Holy Spirit is applying the merits of Christ. If we are obedient to Him, submitted to the leading of the Spirit through the Word. Now, of course, that means that you take time in the Word. You're not going to get the leading of the Holy Ghost sitting, spending 4 or 5 hours, 5 or 6 nights a week in front of a television. You're not going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be led by the Spirit. You're going to be so indoctrinated by the devil, indeed, that when you do come to read the Bible, it may as well be written in double Dutch. You'll get nothing out of it. But if we're willing to take time with this blessed book and pray over it, what the Bible says it says to me, I must apply it to my own heart. When it commands against sin, then I've got to seek to bring that to my own heart and apply it to my own soul. As we spend time with God and His Word, submission to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, we will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, and He will lead us through love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and finally, temperance, to the control of our total being. He will lead us to live for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that's worth living for. You might never be rich. You might never be famous. You might never have the best of health. You might never really in this world be able to say that people have stood by you, stuck by you, stood with you, strengthened you, encouraged you. You may be called to a hard place in life, but if you are living for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll say, my life is worth living. It's heaven begun, because that's the very essence of heaven. And it all depends on submission to the Holy Ghost. I close with the oft-repeated injunction of the last book of the Bible. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. As Dr. Barrett announced, there will be a brief time between this service and the one to follow. And I'll be at the door to greet those who are leaving. I trust the Lord has spoken to your heart today. Some of you have never come to know the Lordship of Christ. All the glories of the gospel are strange to you because you've never passed from death unto life. I trust that where you sit today, convicted of your need of Christ and seeing the glories of gospel grace, forgiving and justifying guilty sinners, you will flee to the Savior. You can be saved. Start real life. Life in Christ and life for Christ. Those things that are captivating you now, bidding fair to destroy you now, those things that you say, preacher, I can never break from, I can never overcome them. There's power, there's grace, there's victory. The Christ who saves your soul will sanctify you for His honor. Come to Christ, my friend. I'm here as your servant for His sake. Count it a privilege to talk with you and seek to point you to the Savior. And if you are a Christian, perhaps the Lord has spoken to you today. What about this growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? Deepening in your knowledge of the gospel. So focusing on justifying grace that you're able to live in sanctifying power. There is a life of such glory for every Christian. I trust the Lord will back His word home to your heart to lead you to realize it's only by willful rebellion that you can fail to be fruitful. Father, bless thy word to all our hearts. Speak to preacher and listener alike. Lord, today we would seek by looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, We would seek to renounce the flesh with its wickedness. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. Gracious God, today we would long, as McShane prayed, to be as holy as it is possible for a saved sinner to be. O God, produce spiritual fruit abundantly. Thou said, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. But, O God, thou hast promised that those who bring forth this fruit will have an abundant entrance into the kingdom. All we ask in Jesus' name, make us fruitful Christians. So give lasting results for the preaching of thy word in the saving of souls and in the lives of those who know the Savior. Bless those who travel now. Grant them journeying mercies. Remember those who remain around the table of the Lord. Open heaven to us today. Give us a sight of our Savior. Continue to deal with self, self-will, self-indulgence, self-confidence. And, O God, bring us all to the place where we will say, Christ is all. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.